But that puzzled me. What do you mean no thought or effort on my part? I've been working my tail off here in AA. I've been working steps. I didn't quite get what it meant. But what it means is, I think, at least to me, is that I haven't been working on this new attitude toward liquor. I've been working on establishing a relationship with God. I've been working on these steps that are removing those things that block me off from the sunlight of the Spirit, and the byproduct is I've been given this new attitude toward liquor. That's what you guys told me when I got here, right? What I've been doing before I got to AA, I've been working hard. I've been trying hard to do better. I've been trying to not drink too much. And then I've been trying not to drink at all. And I've been trying to be a better husband, and I've been trying to be a better father, and I've been trying to be a better worker. And it seems noble. That seems the appropriate thing. I've been given everything I got at this problem. And you guys say, Steve, you don't have the necessary power. That's where you turn me and you redirect me away from trying to solve my problem to trying to embrace the solution. To embrace this solution, which is this relationship with God, which is a connection with this power. And the byproduct of a connection with the power is a connection with you. They're not separate, they're the same. When I'm blocked off from God, I'm blocked off from you. If I'm blocked off from you, I'm blocked off from God. That's my experience. I don't put it on anybody else, but when our book says we get to use our own language and our own point of view, and all a point of view is this is what it looks like from here. This is what it looks like to me. This is how I see it. This is how I experience it. So I come out of there, and I got engaged in my recovery right away, and I got a sponsor that was a big book sponsor, and I was, you know, Frank was my sponsor for 18 years, and, you know, we're coming up on that third step, because the right after I decided I had the problem as it was described on page 44, the next thing it did is describe the solution, or it says, if so, you may be suffering from an illness which only a spiritual experience can conquer. And I thought, oh, damn. I don't want a spiritual experience. I don't believe in a spiritual experience. I don't think one's available to me. I don't know if I was atheist or agnostic, but I was at least apathetic. You know, I just wasn't engaged, and I didn't think this was going to... So now I got a problem I can't solve, and you're offering me a solution I don't want. Our book calls that a dilemma. The dilemma is a problem with two equally unacceptable solutions. Die an alcoholic death or live life on a spiritual basis. Go on to the bitter end or accept spiritual help. I'd like door number three. I'd like another option. You know, we say in AA that these are suggestions. We talk a lot about suggestions, and I believe if I believe what's on one page of the book, then I got to believe what's on the other page of the book, right? And it says right there in How It Works that following all the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. On page 164, it says, our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. But here's the thing. So AA, it is suggested, but here's the thing. It's the only suggestion we got. There's not a second set of suggestions in AA. So AA saying there might be something else to do. We don't get engaged in that debate. There might be a lot. We say that we don't have a monopoly on God, on treatment for the alcoholic. We have no monopoly. AA doesn't get into that debate, but at AA, the only thing AA suggests it has for me is a power greater than myself which will solve my problem. I must find a power by which I could live, obviously. So that's the journey I go on in AA, and what that is doing is trying to get rid of the stuff that's between me and that power. You know, I used to go at my age, when I went to the dentist as a kid, it's changed a little bit now, but you know when they were going to take that x-ray and they lay that big, you know, 15-pound blanket over top of you, that lead blanket, and then they would all scurry out of the room like cockroaches, you know? And that this thing is supposed to block me off from these rays. And I think in AA, that's the way it felt in my life, that I'm blocked off. I'm wearing that lead vest. And it's blocking me off from the power. I got 12 minutes and 19 seconds, so I want to figure out how I want to use it. And you would just assume I didn't. But I'm going to tell two stories in this now 12 minutes. But My friend Mike